Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Brianna Robinson.
And you are with
Partners Aligned Toward Health.
And how are things going with the sizzling summer? It's almost over.
It's almost over. We only have two left.
Isn't that amazing? This summer has flown. So tell me about a few of the past ones that we haven't gotten to talk about. How have they been going?
Well, our backyard zip line did really well. We had kids waiting in line to zip across the town square through the trees. So that was super fun. And Parkway Playhouse's Reading is Alive event did super well. They handed out T-shirts and free children's books, and we had the bookmobile there. So it was just a really cool event. Those are probably the two that have brought the highest numbers.
So now last week with the crash fair, I'm sure you probably, what did you do? Did you go over to the park to do that one?
We did. We had soccer and yard games at Cane River Park, and the Toe Valley Soccer Association hosted that event.
Oh, that's really cool. So now you've got a couple of weeks to go before the series ends. So what's next? What's this weekend?
So this weekend is our most popular event, the inflatable slip and slide.
Oh, that'll be fun. Is it really a big one?
We have a really big slip and slide blow up, and then we also have a smaller kiddie pool for littles.
Oh, excellent. So it's going to be fun and get wet type fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, good. So the hours of that one, is it in the morning 10 to 12 like most of the rest of them?
It is. It is 10 to 12 on the town square.
Okay. Now, you guys put that one together, or who's running that one for you?
That is the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force.
Oh, so that's theirs, which is some a part
of our
PATH.
Own.
Yeah, some of your own there. So you'll have a good time. You can dunk Terry for me.
Yeah. I'll be sure to dunk her.
I expect you to do that. But, well, that's neat. And then the next weekend, what will be up?
So the very last event is on August 18th, and that is Hoopin', Hollerin', and Dance Fitness with the NAACP.
Okay, so they'll be doing that one, and it's going to be dancing and music and stuff?
Yeah, we're going to have all kinds of dance and fitness stuff going on, and they're also going to be doing Make Your Own Hula Hoop that you'll get to take home. So it's going to be fun.
It sounds like it will be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, one thing about it this year, you guys have managed to get a lot of different folks, a good variety of folks involved in all of these. It's really neat that the community is supporting this the way they are.
We really have, and we've also been able to give away a lot of different things for free to the children. We have given away sidewalk chalk, coloring books and crayons, toothbrushes, footballs. We have just went all out this year, and it's been super fun.
Well, it sounds like it has been. Pretty good crowds for all of them, too, right?
The best crowds this year we've ever had.
Well, you can't beat that. After those two, so that's one this weekend and next weekend, then you'll go kind of into fall mode where you've got other events going on, and you're going to keep us up to date with what's happening?
We will. I'm in the planning process of coming up with some cool stuff for the fall, and I'll be back to tell you more.
Well, good. Well, we hope so. And again, so on Saturday of this week, once again, it is
the inflatable slip and slide.
And then the next week will be dancing and music and all sorts of fun and hula hoops with the NAACP folks.
Yep.
All right. Sounds great. Well, thank you for taking a little bit of time to get us up to date and let us know what's next, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Our guest today, Brianna Robinson of PATH, Partners Aligned Towards Health, and the Sizzlin' Summer Series. Brianna, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.